Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers, and today's conversation is with Michael Reyna, Chairman of the Board and Chief Executive Officer of the Farm Credit Administration. And joining us in our conversation is another PwC partner, Deborah Kammer. Well, Michael, earlier in our conversation, you described what FCA does and its organizational structure, but I'm sure some are confused between FCA and maybe parts of the Department of Agriculture. Could you level the field for us and talk about the relationships between these organizations?
Sure. We work with the Department of Agriculture, but we're not part of the Department of Agriculture. Many years ago, actually, when the system was structured differently, it did fall organizationally under the Department of Agriculture. But as it became more of a regulator, it was moved out and gained its separate independent executive branch authority. So it doesn't fall under any cabinet-level agencies. Department of Agriculture has other program areas like the Farm Service Agency, which again is a lending agency, and Farm Credit Administration is the regulator of the farm credit system, again, a system of lenders out there. So we really benefit dramatically from the research that USDA does and the other partnerships that we've got, the relationships that we've got with USDA staff and program areas. We actually conduct some regulatory examinations of lending institutions that fall under the rural business program at USDA. So we take our experience in regulating the farm credit system banks, and we lend that experience basically to USDA to regulate some of their non-bank lenders that they've got.
What lessons could you pass on to other leaders about working together with organizations and forming successful partnerships?
Well, the first and foremost thing is that whether you're the head of the organization or you're the head of a program area, if you've really been involved for any length of time, you realize that you cannot accomplish your objective by yourself. The way to enhance your effectiveness and your influence is to leverage your knowledge and your resources with others. And so that is absolutely, if you're interested in being successful, being effective, being influential, you have to develop those relationships and those partnerships with your colleagues at work and organizationally with other institutions. We participate, for example, we're not a member of, but we participate with the Federal Examinations Institutions Council, and where the other federal regulators get together to discuss common issues. And we participate, we bring, our examiners bring those topics back to the board, and we debate those issues in terms of how we might change our examination process. And so it really, the key to success is the key is forming partnerships and developing solid relationships, working relationships with others.
The current administration has talked a lot about the importance of accountability in government today. I'm wondering if you could talk about the role of the Farm Credit Administration in regulating the farm credit system and how you ensure accountability.
Well, I think the key to accountability is having a clear set of expectations. And so I would, you know, laud the administration for its emphasis in this area. And but it all boils down to whether it's at the people focus on it at the organizational level, but I would argue that it's really at the individual level that you have to focus on. You need to have, and that's just to harken back to our discussion on the peer awards, you really have to have a set of values that serve as a compass for you. You do need clear expectations, but you the expectations, by that I mean rules and regulations, right? What is an appropriate standard, or what standard has to be met? But I can tell you, no matter whether we work 24 hours a day for 360 days a year and more, we cannot write enough rules to govern every aspect of every institution's activities. And so we want to have rules that are flexible, that don't stifle innovation and creativity, because the marketplace that they operate in is ever-evolving. It's a dynamic marketplace. And so the rules, we need to be careful not to try to be overly prescriptive in the regulations that we put out, and that we really focus on what we are trying to accomplish One of the things that I found as a decision maker is that the most common mistake is that there's not enough time spent up front defining what the problem is. What is it that you're trying to solve? If you get a good, clear definition of the problem, the solutions then also become a little more clear. So I've really tried to challenge the staff in a constructive way to frame the questions and the problem that they're trying to solve with a particular regulation. And I do not believe, and I don't think our staff believes either, that we should be promulgating regulations just to promulgate regulations. They really need to serve some larger purpose, including the aspect of accountability.
You mentioned earlier that your primary mission is regulating these farm credits institutions. I'm wondering, though, that's a challenge in terms of setting goals that can be measured. How do you go about doing that?
Well, again, that's a very, very good question. The tendency, I think, by some federal agencies is to try to establish those goals. I like to think that what we do at Farm Credit Administration, it's a little bit different, is that we encourage the institutions to set their goals. We don't try to – the best decisions are made in their boardrooms, not in our boardroom. And it's our job to make sure that they have thought about certain issues, that they've developed goals and that they're reaching to serve all eligible and creditworthy borrowers as the statute directs them to do. But it's not our job to say you have to make X number of loans to a particular, you know, type of processor or a producer out there. But we need to make sure that they are serving their customers, that our rules are facilitating that and not getting in the way of that. But one example, again, in the e-commerce area, is just something as simple as allowing for electronic signatures, you know, that will help facilitate doing business with customers. And so we have to be very, very careful not to be overly prescriptive in what we're doing and be absolutely clear about what problem or issue we're trying to address.
Well, what, as the leader of the organization, what type of performance data do you look for to see how well you're doing?
Well, again, how well we're doing and how well the system is doing, two different questions. But, we basically examine every institution on an ongoing basis, and more if needed, if there's a particular issue that or concern that arises. So we need to make sure that we're covering the basis. So we do that. We have it's a self-imposed requirement to review our internal policies and procedures on a regular basis, again, to make sure that they are still relevant in today's marketplace and what we're doing. And we also try to, on an ongoing basis, to do a regulatory burden relief review. Again, and we solicit from our customers, you know, what regulations do you believe are hindering your ability to serve your customers? And, you know, we do all of that. And I think the judge really is of whether we've been effective or not is the overall, first and foremost, the overall financial safety and soundness of the system. But then whether we are able to knock out a few burdens that are out there. And I think we've got a good working relationship with our customers, and they tell us, quite frankly, they're the best feedback that we can get. They tell us when we're doing a job. They have annual meetings. They invite us out, and they're not shy. They tell us, you know, when we're not maybe not addressing something quickly enough or the like.
What's your vision for the FCA over the next 10 years?
Well, that's a very good question. I have two horizons. My term ends May 21st of 2004, so that's about 2.5 years away, so I don't have a 10-year horizon personally. But my hope is that certainly in the next 2.5 years while I'm there, that we are able to continue to create an organization that is second to none in terms of its ability to do its job, that we've given employees the tools that they need, that we've created with their help a working environment that is family-friendly and conducive to some of the best work. So I hope those initiatives that I've helped start will continue. I think that in the longer time frame, I believe that we really need to examine technology and how we can use it more effectively. We've now got devices. I carry one with me that is a phone and a Palm Pilot, and you know, a two-way pager, and I can stay in, and I am in constant contact, much to the chagrin of my staff, with folks at the agency. And so, you know, I think we need to do some big picture thinking about and question some of our assumptions about where we do our business and how we do our business, and technology is going to drive that.
Well, I'm afraid we're out of time, Michael. We want to thank you for joining us today.
Paul, Deborah, thank you very much.
And is there a website that people who are interested in the FCA could go to learn more?
There certainly is. It's www.fca.gov.
Thank you very much. This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Michael Rana, Chairman of the Board and Chief Executive Officer of the Farm Credit Administration. Be sure and visit us on the web at endowment.pwcglobal.com. There you can learn more about our programs, and you can also get a transcript of today's very interesting conversation. Again, that's endowment.pwcglobal.com. This is Paul Lawrence. See you next week.